Hello, everyone. Well, we're coming to you a little bit early today, and that is because we are speaking with a couple of amazing people from Israel. And you may be watching the drama and the traumatic events that are happening. It's been so traumatic that I had a dream early this morning before doing this interview, perhaps in preparation, perhaps because I've been watching some of the things going on there, and my heart is deeply grieved at what we're seeing. And I had a dream that I was in Israel and I was with three young soldiers. They weren't really in fatigues or anything. They just seemed like three really good guys from Israel. And there was rubble and some fires, you know, going on around us. And I said, "Can I take your picture?" And I snapped a shot of them and I put it up to my social media, you know, which is what I do. And I put up, "Please pray for these young men. They are alive in Israel." And then I woke up, and that dream was very powerful in my heart. And I believe that we need to pray for Israel. We have seen where we had Donald Trump, who stood very strongly with Israel and gave a lot of strength, letting all of the adversaries all around know that we stand with them and we're united. And now we've got Biden in the White House, Sleepy Joe Biden, and he has some totally different ideas about who to align with. And in a lot of ways, he's already aligned with some of the enemies, even giving them money, sort of trying to appease. I think he thinks that he can appease an enemy. And I don't know when you can ever negotiate with, you know, sociopaths. So it's been a real problem. It's been a very difficult, difficult thing. So today we have got Rabbi Amnon Itzhak, and I'm allowed to say Isaac as a Westerner, and Rabbi Amnon, and his interpreter is Shai Danon. And these men, they're heroes in the faith, and they're here to tell us the truth about what is going on in Israel. So welcome to the show, gentlemen. Thank you very, very much for being here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laureline. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for hosting us.
You are very welcome. It's a privilege and an honor. We're seeing a lot of things in the news, Shai. I'm wondering if the rabbi would comment on what the feeling is in Israel and what is truly going on there and what we need to know.
לגבי המצב כרגע עם המלחמה עם החמאס, אז המצב כרגע הוא קשה. יש אומרים שזה מתוכנן בגלל הבחירות, בגלל שביבי הלך להפסיד, הוא לא הצליח להעמיד ממשלה, לכן נוצרו פרובוקציות בידיעתו, וזה גרם להתפתחויות האלה שאנחנו מגיעים אליהן, ובדרך הזאת הוא הצליח להחזיר את בנט בחזרה שהלך עם השמאל, וכרגע הבחירות כנראה יעמדו מחדש, ויש לו סיכוי נוסף עוד פעם להמשיך את הקדנציה.
Let me translate, and Amnon, if you can speak shortened sentences so I can translate in between. the situation now, as for now, with the Hamas is not easy at all. Some say also that the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, as we know him, he has done all this in order to stay in position, and also some other, I would say, dirty games with politics and politicians, like with Bennett and other members of the Memshala, the government or the parliament, the Knesset, actually are mixing the situation even more, I would say, in order to make it more complicated. Because as even now, it's not as if it's not complicated enough, they are steering it even more. Amnon, please continue.
Okay, so what you're saying is that Prime Minister Netanyahu has actually added to the complications. Is that what you're saying?
כן, הוא יודע בדיוק מה המצב. תמיד שיש מצב שהוא הולך לעשות. הוא יודע תמיד לנצל את המצבים בשביל להישאר תמיד באותו מצב שהוא נשאר בשלטון.
He knows how to take advantage of all situations in order to stay in position, to stay in power as the prime minister.
בשביל להישאר בשלטון, הוא הבין שהבחירות עומדות להיות, אז הוא הביא את החיסונים, כאילו המושיע של ישראל, בעצם הוא מכר את היהודים כסוחר יהודים, והביא חיסון שהוא לא חיסון לפי רוב המומחים בעולם, וזה גורם לנו רק בעיות.
So in order to stay in position, he knew elections are coming, and we already had few of them in the last couple of years. We had like 4 or 5 sessions of elections. And what Rabbi Amnon is saying is like a good Jewish merchandiser. He sold these so-called vaccines to the people of Israel, which is not a vaccine at all. And actually people are getting hurt by it. And he's using all of this situation to his advantage.
Right. Thank you for bringing that up. I was very curious how they've rolled out the vaccination, and we're now hearing of a lot of deaths in North America, over 4,000 the vaccine adverse reactions, 4,000 deaths, hundreds of thousands of bad reactions. In Europe, there's over, I believe it's now over 10,000 deaths. On the vaccination, and I was wondering if, like President Trump, maybe Prime Minister Netanyahu, he wanted to do something good to help because COVID and all of that, but maybe everyone's jumped the gun on this. So what are you sensing about that, Rabbi?
Bibi yodea shahisun hazeh hu lo hisun. הוא סגר את כל עניין הקורונה ל-30 שנה. אם הוא עושה דבר טוב, לא צריך להסתיר מהציבור. אם מסתירים מהציבור ל-30 שנה, זה אומר שיש פה דברים שהם לא בסדר. אחרי שהוא ימות, שיפתחו את זה ויגלו מה היה.
אמנון, אם תוכל עוד פעם לדבר יותר קצר כדי שאני אוכל לתרגם. Sorry for that. Basically, Bibi knows it's not a vaccine, and the main thing that we can see is that he closed the files on the corona issue for 30 years ahead. If he would do something good, why to seal it? Why to hide it from the public for 30 years ahead? I mean, obviously, there's something fishy, to say the least, going on with Bibi and his targets or his agenda, which is not only his. That's my
addition. עוד דבר, בהסכם שלו עם פייזר, זה, יש קווים שחורים שמכסים מידע מסוים, מה הוא התחייב להם ומה לא, בין הדברים שאנחנו יודעים, זה שהוא ייתן להם את כל המידע, על כל האנשים, מה התוצאות, ובורלה, המנכ״ל של פייזר, אמר מפורש, שאנחנו מעבדה,
So the Rabbi Amnon is just adding that in the agreement between Pfizer and the State of Israel, there were many blanks or many parts that were blackened, you know, like you couldn't see what they are saying. And Rabbi Amnon is saying that some of it is parts that Bibi or the State of Israel is giving Pfizer, and some of it may be stuff that Pfizer is taking and they don't want it to the public to know about it. On top of that, Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, he admitted, and I just to add, also Bibi admitted, that Israel is the world laboratory for these sort of type of vaccines, which are not vaccines at all. Again, it's genetically modifying substances injected into people by saying these are vaccines, but they are not determined they're not vaccines by definition, all right? So basically they already admitted that Israel is the world laboratory, and still the public in Israel didn't get this information through the media. It's only through the social networks and the internet that it came out, and then Bourla admitted, and then Bibi admitted. But basically at first the media did not admit these things. So the public of Israel, the people of Israel were part of an experiment without their consent, without their knowledge of what they're going into. So this is, again, it's a heavy, big, nasty crime. This, we're talking about criminals, and this is my addition. Rabbi didn't say that, but I have no choice but just to admit it, because they hide serious information from the public, knowing it will cause some harm, and all the information, all the medical information of the people who take these injections is transferred to Pfizer, which, again, it's against, no consent even for that. I mean, the people who is part of take the jabs, they don't know what is being put into them, and they don't know that the medical information is given to Pfizer without their consent.
And that is the same thing that's happening in Canada. That's happening here. Rabbi, go ahead.
Yes.
משרד הבריאות גם משקר שזה באישור ה-FDA. אחרי שיצאנו נגד זה שזה רק חירום, בסוף בלית ברירה הם הודו שזה באמת לא, אבל משרד הבריאות לוקח על עצמו את האחריות שזה כן בסדר. אפילו שה-FDA אומר שזה רק חירום, זה הכל.
The health office in Israel, they said that the FDA gave approval to this sort of vaccine. They were lying. They knew they were lying, obviously. We know they were lying, because there was no FDA approval. There was an emergency approval for this sort of injection. And months later, the health office in Israel said, okay, we didn't have this approval, but we approve the vaccine, or what they're called, a vaccine. So again, even here we see it's a lie after a lie after a lie, and they're just trying to cover their tracks and to hide the facts they were lying. Those who have eyes can see through the lies quite easily.
Rabbi, are the people of Israel beginning to understand this truth? And is it causing a backlash? Because mainstream media doesn't report what you're talking about, but are they beginning to wake up because of social media explaining to them what's actually happening?
אומרים בממשלה שהם חיסנו 5 מיליון. זה שקר גמור.
Government is saying they vaccinated 5 million people. It's a total lie.
מתוך 9 מיליון.
Out of 9 million, like they vaccinated 5 million.
מתוך 9 מיליון. ודבר נוסף, הרבה שעשו חיסון ראשון לא הלכו לשני, והרבה מהרופאים בעלות לא מוכנסן. יש שם פה קבוצות גדולות עם שהם נגד, והם אומרים שזה לא חיסון וזה חיסול.
So a lot of those who take the first shot actually disagree to continue with the second one. We don't really know the accurate numbers for that, but
right. People
some have taken 2 shots, but some, quite a bunch of them, refuse the second shot.
Good.
Also, a lot of doctors and nurses refuse to take the shots at all. I mean, even the first one, they are against it. There are really groups, like big groups, growing groups, who are against that, and this is from the professional side. The thing is, their voice is not being heard enough, obviously, through the mainstream media.
צריך להגיד שאנחנו יודעים שהממשלה משקרת בגלל שביבי, כשהיה חיסון המיליון והוא הצטלם עם אדם שהוא ערבי שנעמלים, באותו זמן פרסם על המס שהיו בכל 400 אלף מחוסנים. הוא רץ להצטלם, יש מיליון. כשהיה מתחסם המיליון, הוא הצטלם איתו כאילו. בעצם היו באותה שעה רק 400 אלף, ומי פרסם על המס הרשמי?
Okay, this is quite interesting. I completely forgot about it. What Rabbi Amnon is saying is quite true. Basically, Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, took like a picture or a video with the guy who took the million vaccine, all right? So he's the million vaccinated guy, all right? Right. He's an Arabic from Israel. But actually, the Office for Statistics in Israel, in the government, at the same day, at the same time, they announced that already 400,000 people took the vaccine. So it doesn't add up, because they said only 400,000 people took the vaccine, and Bibi was taking photos or video with a guy, with a million guy who took the vaccine. So obviously they are lying in our face.
Right.
As I said before, those who have eyes, it's so easy to see the lies.
Wow. So this is disheartening, because it's very hard to know worldwide. We can't trust our governments anymore, and we can't trust the medical authorities, because it seems like there's a depopulation experiment going on. These vaccines are harming people. They're creating sterility, and it's far more dangerous than we thought. So will the people of Israel, are they able to speak up and to be vocal about what they're feeling?
כל מה שאנחנו מנסים לעשות זה רק ברשתות החברתיות, וגם סוגרים את זה הרבה מאוד. דבר אחד צריך להיות ברור, מי עומד מאחורי הזריקות? מי שעומד זה בילי הדבילי.
Right, so Rabbi Amnon is saying, one thing is very clear, is that behind the shots, who is standing behind the shots and all this operation, is a little Billy, or stupid Billy. It's like a nickname that Rabbi Amnon likes to call this guy, the Bill Gates one.
Yes.
Stupid Billy or little Billy.
And
I
like
behind
that.
This operation worldwide, yes.
That's right. And you know, I think it's beginning to crumble. Bill Gates is getting divorced. The media here in North America is beginning to turn against him, associating him with the pedophile Epstein from Epstein Island. I'm hoping there is an awakening happening. And I pray that will happen in Israel. Unless the rabbi would like to add to this, could we talk about Hamas and the fight in the Golan Heights? Is he, does he have anything further to add and to lead into that? Not Golan Heights, Gaza.
Not
sorry.
Golan Heights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaza.
Yeah. Sorry.
just before that, I just want to add something for what you said just before. Look, the mainstream media all over the world are basically lying to us. So it's just a little advice not to believe them whatsoever. Doesn't, even if they say something good, which is true, try not to believe them. Go and check it yourself. Okay, that's the first really good advice I tell people for many years. Don't believe the MSM, the mainstream media. Second thing, which I know for a fact, if I compare the mainstream media in Israel regarding the vaccines, regarding the numbers, regarding the side effects they published, and I see what's going on in the States, in Canada, in Europe, and both Rabbi Amnon and myself, we are really aware of what is going on in Israel and around the world. I mean, I want people to know that what we are saying now is just the tip of the iceberg in this interview, in this opportunity we have to speak up. So what I'm about to say, what I wanted to say, is that the mainstream media in the States, in Europe, in Canada and other places as well, actually they are telling people there are side effects from the vaccines. In Israel, they've been hiding this fact all along. They told people it's totally safe, there's no side effects. And even after, people got side effects, people died from the vaccine, people got a lot of serious illnesses from the vaccines. The mainstream media did not report it. We, in the social networks, we bring this subject up, and we publish more and more people who got hurt, and we have like a group of people, an organization who is actually collecting feedbacks or stories from people who got hurt from the vaccines. On the other hand, when I look to Europe, when I look to other places around the world, you can see that the people who got hurt from these shots, actually some of their stories actually are being told, even if it's not the whole number. Let's say 1 million people got hurt in the States, but we know only about 500,000 or 200,000. It's still something. In Israel, they block this information altogether. Like they said, yes, something here, something there, but it's minor. And it's not minor at all. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people who got hurt from side effects from vaccines. And we know that in the coming months, probably, I hope not, but probably much more will get hurt from these injections. So just to differentiate a little bit, because in Israel, people are not accustomed to go on the internet and see shows like yourself, Loraline. So they get what the media is telling them in Hebrew. And some people, like Rabbi Amnon, myself, and others, we go and do our research in other places as well, so we can compare and we see that the government of Israel or the mainstream media in Israel is actually hiding a lot of information. So they are complicit with the crime. They actually committing it together with the politicians and the corporations behind them. And it's really, really sad. And I want people to know that as well, because the people of Israel do not get the proper information about the side effects and about the dangers of these shots. And they all thought that, yes, Bibi is taking care of us and Bibi is giving us these vaccines from Pfizer and he has personal connections. This is what they were told through the MSM. And this is really sad because, again, millions of people have taken these shots. And my fear is that in the next coming months, we will see more and more people get hurt from these injections.
Rabbi, yes, go ahead.
שהזכרתי את בילי הדבילי, זה בגלל שהוא תומך בדילול אוכלוסין. והוא רוצה ששני מיליארד לפחות קודם כל ימותו. אדם כזה לא יכול לקור חיסונים. אדם כזה ברור שהוא רוצה לחסל אנשים, והוא גם נטבע בהודו וגם באפריקה על רציחה של אנשים, החזרת הפוליו בחזרה. ובאוסטרליה הפסיקו את החיסון בגלל HIV שגילו בחיסון.
Yes, yes, yes. Rabbi Amnon is right. The fact he mentioned the Billy the Billy or stupid Billy is because Billy actually supports and is running the agenda for depopulation.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense. It's unheard of that someone like that who is actually pushing it, he will also give us vaccines. I mean, obviously there's something fishy to say the least. Another thing, Billy, stupid Billy or little Billy, he was sued in Africa, in the Philippines, like in Kenya, the Philippines, and other places over the polio, say, in India as well,
India,
over
yeah.
the polio vaccines and probably some other vaccines. I think the papilloma vaccine, I don't remember all the stories, but for sure the polio, like that was a big story roughly 10 years ago with the polio vaccines in the Kenya and the Philippines. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I published it 10 years ago. Just believe that. And now we have this in our face. So basically, you cannot mix these two together. I mean, someone who is pushing depopulation agenda and then he's pushing vaccines to save the planet, it doesn't make sense. And people need to see.
Why is Netanyahu cooperating with this? Why does he not have discernment, Rabbi?
הוא שייך לסדר העולמי החדש. הוא אמר מפורש בוועידה שהייתה בפריז שאנחנו הולכים לסדר עולמי חדש, וזה התוכנית של כל הדיפ סטייט להפוך את כל העולם, כולל טרודו בקנדה, שגם הוא אומר שהוא יעשה את האיפוס הגדול של מר שוואב משוויץ. זה מה שהוא הולך לעשות לכם, טרודו.
So what Rabbi Amnon is saying is that Bibi Netanyahu is part of the New World Order. He announced that he's part of the New World Order and that we are heading toward the New World Government, the New World Order, and he's part of it. And also Trudeau in Canada, he's part of it. He's also saying the same things, and he's part of the Great Reset or the Global Reset or the Fourth Industrial Revolution of this Schwab guy from Switzerland. So Bibi is a part of it, Trudeau is a part of it, yep. as well as many others, obviously.
Yeah, so this is very bad. The Build Back, this is from the World Economic Summit. You know, they're saying that, you know, we will own nothing and we'll be happy. So Netanyahu has really signed on to this evil agenda when we were all hoping that somehow he was a good person for the nations. Trudeau, we always have known that Trudeau is a nightmare. He thinks that the way China operates is a good thing, and he's turning Canada into a China state. The police are now arresting pastors for having church. We've got a big problem in Canada. So I'm very sad to hear that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not a wise person.
He's a very wise person, but it uses it for dirty things.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. He has his own sort of wisdom in that. Has this contributed to the problem that we're now having with Gaza and Hamas and the bombs that are coming in?
Amarti bahatchala, kol zman shehaya corona, lo haya Hamas. עכשיו יש חמאס, אין קורונה. מי שולט Rabbi, בזה?
Rabbi Amnon is saying, as long that there was corona, in, you know, during 2020 and the beginning of 2021, there was corona. We were under a so-called pandemic. We had no חמאס. We had no missiles. We had no terror attacks. Suddenly, we have חמאס, missiles or rockets and terror attacks. There's no corona. So Rabbi Amnon is saying, who is pulling the strings? Who is controlling it? I mean, obviously, when one is in front of us, the other one is hidden. It doesn't exist. Now they swap the enemy. Now they swap the virus. Before, the virus was the corona. Now the virus is rockets or Hamas or whatever they name it. But it's quite funny. And just to add, Rabbi, we didn't speak about it. But just to add, it's so funny. I spoke about it with a friend the other day. He said, look, couple of weeks ago, okay, there was corona in Israel. There was no missiles, no war, nothing. There was corona. You see 10 people in the street together, suddenly police coming over them with a water gun, and they need to disperse the crowd and, you know, all over the place, the police, because corona. We need to look after the health of the people. Now, when you have like war zone in some of the streets of some of the cities in Israel, like mixed cities with Arabs and Jews, you have like actually some places like war zones, and cars are getting fired and people are getting beaten, and it's really, really nasty reality is going on. You see no police in the streets. There's no one policeman. There's no one car, like this big car, to disperse the crowd with water gun. None whatsoever. And the police are saying, no, we are not going there. You know, you can take care of it yourself. But as if the police are here to fight the coronavirus, but not to look after the security of the people. There's a big gap or a big difference between what is being said and showed on the mainstream media in Israel and the reality. This is one thing. Second thing, there's a big gap and difference, like I said before, between what you see in the mainstream media abroad and what is actually happening in Israel. A big, big difference.
איך שהתחיל עכשיו היריות והטילים, הממשלה הודיעה שאין תו ירוק ואפשר להיכנס למלונות בלי שום בעיה.
Yes, Rabbi Amnon is saying, as soon as the missile started, the government announced there is no green passport, you know, the bullshit vaccine passport they tried to impose on us. So the government said, no, there's no green passport. You can go to hotels. You can hide where you want, because now there's a war, so there's no pandemic. So the green passport is now canceled, at least for now, until the missiles will stop. Maybe then they will bring it back. We don't know.
Wow. So are you hearing bombing and shelling? In the area that you're in, do you have to go to a bomb shelter, or what is it like to be in Israel right now?
יש הרבה חרדות אצל האנשים שיש להם ילדים, זה טראומות לכל החיים, הם לא שולטים אחר כך בצרכים שלהם, צריך אחר כך טיפולים פסיכיאטריים, גם אם לא נפגעים, אבל זה מערער את החיים של הבן אדם מבחינה בריאותית נפשית.
Yes, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of, little children and bigger children are actually getting hurt psychologically for life. They stop to control their, to do their, pee-pee and poo-poo and all this. Like, it's really serious because of fear, they cannot control their muscles. And it can interfere with their behavior for life. So it's not just the bombs, it's also the psychological effect that is being thrown at the people. And really, like, if I take your question, where I am, it's relatively quiet. Where Rabbi Amnon is, which is the center of Israel, there's every day there's sirens. Every day people need to go down into the shelter and take their children with them and etc. And it's really tiring, it's really worrying. And we're talking about millions of people. It's not a few thousands. We're talking about the whole place. I mean, the education system is stopped now because they cannot handle the number of going down into the shelter and coming up and going down and coming up. It doesn't make sense to go to the school when all day you spend going in and out of the shelter. So they're taking some like different measures, but basically it's really worrying and tiring, and the psychological warfare is really deep. And look, Laura Lynn, most Israelis have post-trauma. I mean, whether they've been in the army and they experience some bad stuff, whether they're just civilians and they experience bad stuff. I mean, all over the place you have it. So even me, okay, I was in the army and I didn't experience bad stuff, but as a teen, as a young boy from the age of 10, I experienced the first intifada, the first Palestinian uprising. And I had, for 10 or 12 years, I had my own issues because of that, because of fear. So what Rabbi Amnon was saying before, I experienced it myself for many years. And like I suppressed it, a mechanism in me in order to survive and accomplish things in life. I suppressed it. And only when I was nearly 30, almost 30 years old, I remembered what I experienced as a boy, as a teenager. And I was shocked that a big chunk of my life, I just suppressed it in order to continue and live my life. And this is going on and happening with so many people without their knowledge even.
Right. So hard. Rabbi, what do you see as the solution for this current problem? And what do you think about Biden's response? Has Biden contributed to the harm that Israel is now dealing with?
קודם כל צריך להבין דבר אחד. אם ישראל הייתה רוצה לסיים את הסיפור עם חמאס, היא הייתה יכולה לסיים את הסיפור. נוח לישראל להשאיר את זה ככה למטרות של הפוליטיקאים. צבא נועד בשביל להגן על המדינה, ואי אפשר להיות כל הזמן בפחד שימות חייל. אז בשביל מה יש צבא? צריך להיכנס לשם ולהוריד את כל האנשים האלה ולהחליף את המשטר. אבל יש כאלה שאומרים שזה לא טוב, כי אז יהיה מדינה פלסטינית. אז יותר טוב להשאיר כנופיות של חמאס ולא יהיה מדינה פלסטינית.
So Rabbi Amnon is saying that basically we could already finish the problem of Hamas years ago, but it's quite comfortable also for politicians to leave it as is. Another thing, the army is there to protect the country, to protect the people of the country. And we cannot worry all the time if a soldier will die or not while doing his work or his job. So we could have or Israel as a state could have dealt with the Hamas issue or problem before, and even now it can be dealt quite fast, as again as a as an army solution, all right, as a solution that is coming from that side, it can be dealt quite fast, and we can, or Israel can replace, instead of having all these gangs controlling the population of Gaza, because that's the story. That, look, I heard some really interesting things. I don't know if you know it, Rabbi Amnon, that civilians, like like from Gaza, all right, from Gaza Strip, civilians are actually stepping away, moving houses. If they live next to a terrorist or next to someone who is fighting Israel, they are moving to other houses because they know that soon this house will be bombed. Another thing is some families are swapping children because they say, if a bomb will fall on my house, at least some of my children will be saved. And other families are doing the same. They're swapping some of their children, so at least some children will be saved from nuclear families, you know? So wow. Basically, it's really complicated. We are not going, obviously, to solve this issue now in this conversation, but we need to know it's really complicated, and it's not as portrayed in the mainstream media. We also make mistakes about understanding the situation, but we see it in at least some people like Rabbi Amnon, myself, and a few others see it in clearer eyes. We are not controlled by the fear of the war. All right, we see it as there's a propaganda, the psychological warfare. There's interest of politicians and of different parties of the government and the prime minister and obviously other corporations. And will be good if now, if Rabbi Amnon could continue his answer about Biden, how you ask Rabbi Amnon about Biden, how Biden is connected to it. Or, yes.
קודם כל אתה לא הסברת את הקטע שהם פוחדים ממדינה פלסטינית, כי אם יש חמאס ויש אשף, אז הם לא יכולים להתחיל מדינה פלסטינית. אבל אם יחסלו את החמאס, יכול להיות שאשף יחזור, ואז יקבלו מדינה פלסטינית, בגלל שאומות העולם רוצים כך. ולכן משאירים את המצב כמו שהוא.
Yes, Rabbi Amnon is saying that because there's חמאס and PLO, they cannot be a Palestinian state. So they prefer to leave the situation as such without a Palestinian state. Now, if they remove Hamas, there will be only PLO, there's more chances to have a Palestinian state, like many countries or many states would like to have or to see a Palestinian state. That's what the rabbi said.
Well,
Biden, הוא שייך לסדר העולמי החדש. הוא עובד עם הדיפ סטייט.
Biden is part of the deep state and the new world order.
Yes, he is.
והוא אומר לביבי, תסיים בבקשה היום. ביבי אומר, אני ממשיך. לפי דעתי, זה מתוכנן ככה, בשביל שיהיה ביבי גיבור, ואז יבחרו בו עכשיו שהוא אפילו לא מפחד מביידן כמו מאובבה.
Biden tells Bibi, stop the war. Bibi is saying, no, I continue. And what Rabbi Amnon is saying, that he thinks that is deliberate, meaning they would like to portray Bibi as a hero because soon we will have probably another election. And so they would like to portray Bibi again as a hero so people can choose him for the government. And he shows like he's not afraid from also the big president of the states, you know? So it's
like
just,
Obama.
It's a game of, like Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Obama.
Right, right. So it's all very political. I wanted to, yeah.
כל המלחמות בעולם הן פוליטיות. אין מלחמות מוצדקות. הכל פוליטי.
All wars in the world are politics. None of them are justified. It's just politics. All wars are politics. I just want to, if I can, I just want to add another angle. Look, a week ago or 10 days ago, it was announced that Israel is going into a large military exercise, which will simulate attacks on all fronts, meaning from various neighboring countries and also from in-house or inland. And then a couple of days after, they said it's postponed. But actually, it's already started. I mean, the attack, and again, they said it's an exercise for 1 month, all right? So the attacks have started, although they said the exercise postponed. So it's quite tricky. Again, they play with our mind here because something did start. And just to remind the audience, the COVID-19, there was an event 201 just before, and it was an exercise about a worldwide pandemic. But if you go back even to the Twin Towers, at the same day that the Twin Towers were taken down by an airplane, there was an exercise simulating an attack by an airplane on the Twin Towers. Fast forward a few years, go to London, there was a bomb in a subway in London, and at the same time, at the same day, there was an exercise simulating a bomb in a London underground. The day Prime Minister Rabin, in Israel was murdered, there was an exercise simulating attack on a prime minister of Israel. We can go on and on with this, because every time they tell us that there's an exercise, actually for them it's an exercise, but in reality we get the effect, we get the whole shebang. Now, during this month of exercise, or so-called exercise, the government has decided with, you know, we have 120 members of parliament, only seven of them were there while the vote was taking place, to go and continue the plan to vaccinate Israel children. So within a few days, during this 1 month military exercise, they want to vaccinate or inject hundreds of thousands of children with corona, so-called vaccine or genetically modifying substances. And this happens at the same time of the largest exercise. And it's not an exercise, because our reality is fear, is confusion. Most of the public have no idea what's going on. Again, some people are awake and they see through the lies. Most people, they are glued to the screen and they consume what the MSM is telling them. And a lot of it, obviously, it's lies. So there's a lot of confusion, a lot of gray clouds over Israel. And we need really strong belief, and we need this sort of conversation more and more. We need to tell the world what's going on, because, and if you don't mind, I just add that.
Yes.
Unless I would like actually Rabbi Amnon to say something about that. But they use this situation in order to throw in a military regime in Israel. And if you remember, what started with the vaccines in Israel went over to Europe, the States, Canada, and other countries. So it may be that what is starting now in Israel with a military regime going into cities in order to create peace and quiet, and they're going to use a lot of technology, a lot of 5G and 6G technology is going to be used now in order to protect us, obviously. So basically by doing that, it may be that this is again just a test bed for what is coming next to the US, to Europe, to Canada, and other places. And if Rabbi Amnon can just relate to this part that I just said with the military regime going into cities, I think it would be good, Rabbi, if you could say something about
it. Yes, please.
קודם כל, זה חזרה גנרלית לסדר העולמי החדש. דבר נוסף, לגבי החיסון לילדים, אף אחד לא מת מהילדים ולא צריך חיסון בכלל. ומכל העולם, 99.97% לא ימותו מקורונה, כי זה שפעת רגילה. כי אין שפעת השנה, זה השפעת.
Yeah, Rabbi Amnon is saying that first of all, this is a rehearsal for the new world order, what we see now. And the second thing regarding the vaccines for the children are not getting hurt by corona. And anyway, generally speaking, 99.97% of the population is not affected by COVID-19 or whatever they call it. And there's no flu. I mean, this year there's no flu. Somehow, every year there's flu, but this year there's no flu, there's only corona. So we need to look also at the facts, and these facts, what Rabbi was saying, actually coming from professionals. I mean, we don't make these up, obviously.
100%. I agree with all of that. In Israel, is the rabbi able to speak this to his community in your temples or in your churches? What synagogues. Do you call them? Synagogues. Yes. In your synagogue, are you able to speak this truth, or is it very political as well?
קודם כל אני אומר את זה כל יום כבר למעלה משנה, חצי שעה אני נותן חדשות מכל העולם על השקורונה. קוראים לזה וירוס טבעי, אפשר למצוא את זה באינטרנט, ויש את זה גם בתרגום לכמה שפות. אני לא פוחד מאף אחד, באמת האמת תמיד.
Let me translate this. So first of all, Rabbi Amnon is saying since more than 1 year now, every night on his website, it's called Virus TV, for half hour, he's giving basically a summary of what is happening in the world, what is happening in Israel. And he is afraid from no one, and no one will shut him up. And I'm a witness. Good. Because I know Rabbi Amnon quite
good.
Well.
Good.
And he's doing it really, really well for a long time. But yep. Dealing with this, what is called Shekorona, which is actually lying Rona, all right?
Yes.
It's a bullshit pandemic. He's been doing it for more than a year. And it's translated to various languages, his broadcasts, just so you know.
Okay, wonderful. So that is that virus TV
dot com?
Yeah. Virustv.com. Okay, we should make a graphic.
That news.
Virustv.news.
Oh, virustv.news. Let's put a graphic up of that.
By the way, there's another, Laura Lynn, just to say, sorry.
Go ahead.
Since my channels were also kicked out of YouTube.
Yes.
Because of censorship. Actually, I started a new platform. It's called Live 528. And just look it up.
Okay.
And it's like YouTube. And there's also some of Rabbi Amnon material, obviously, in this platform. And there's many, many videos there. All of them, no censorship. And it's free to use. And a lot of proper information, good information to the Israeli public, but not only. I have channels from the States and from the UK and many more. So,
okay.
But what Rabbi Amnon is doing every day, every evening,
yep,
is full on professional. Like it's half hour of a summary. It's like a news broadcast, and Rabbi Amnon is there and he's just speaking to whoever wants to listen, speaking the truth.
I'm going to watch that. Virustv.news. So we can, yes, get the reality of what's going on there. And also Live 528, is that a platform that a show such as mine could upload content to? Do you have to be approved or?
Yeah, you just register yourself, but you can open your own channel. You can actually go live there as well. Simultaneously, you can go live there as well as doing what you're doing.
We want to do stuff like that. We need to cooperate.
Exactly.
I love this rabbi. I love that he's speaking the truth. We have to be prepared to tell the truth no matter what, because this is, they're now talking about the next pandemic, and little Billy, or however you want to refer to him, he's saying, well, this one may not have done it quite, but the next one, they'll really pay attention to that, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
כן, והוא גם כתב פטנטים, הוא כבר רשם פטנטים מלפני לשקורונה, ועכשיו יש לו פטנטים על זה, והוא גם מחובר לכל אלה שעושים סטטיסטיקות, ומממן אותם, והוא אמר לפני שנים, לקרוא את הספר, השקר שבסטטיסטיקה.
Sorry, it's just funny. Thank you. You see why I love Rabbi Amnon. So basically what he's saying, Billy the Billy, or little Billy, already registered patents on Corona years back. And now he's registering even more patents on solutions for Corona. I mean, it's so... It's so in our fate.
It's inbred. And he talks about depopulation. And then it's 060606, one of his patents. Yes. You know, we as Christians find that very interesting.
Yes, exactly. And also he's been promoting people to say again, Reb Amnon, about the statistics.
הוא אמר, הוא המליץ לקרוא את הספר... איך משקרים בסטטיסטיקה, יש ספר כזה. והוא מימן את שני, את אימפריאל של סטטיסטיקה, חברה אחת של סטטיסטיקה, הוא רואה אותם בספר, ועכשיו משבר שישקרו בסטטיסטיקה על השקורונה.
So... Bill Gates is actually promoting, he's saying people to read a book about the statistics, okay, like statistics is good, etc. But he's also funding two major...
The lie of the statistic, the lie, the name of the book, the lie of statistic.
Yes, the name of the book is the lie of statistics, and Bill Gates is telling people to read it, and at the same time, he's promoting or funding, all right, like two major statistics... groups, and actually he's telling them to lie, to lie with the statistics of the corona. I mean, all the numbers we get obviously are based on lies, and it's just fake demic.
In the Jewish religion, how does the end of the world happen? When I read in Genesis 12, the Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you at this time. But he said, and we know that the Jewish people have come from the lineage of Abraham, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And I believe in that, and I believe that people in Canada can be blessed, and I know many friends. I was raised to pray for Israel every single week. In our church, we prayed for Israel. We knew that if we did not stand with Israel, that God would bring judgment on us. So what is this all heading up for? Because this vaccine agenda can literally take out millions of people, billions of people on the planet, millions in Israel. What can happen here?
קודם כל זה ברור שזה גזרה משמיים. דהיינו הקדוש ברוך הוא לקראת סוף העולם מתהר אותו מאנשים שלא הלכו בדרכו בדרך כלל. זה הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה לקראת הסוף.
So first of all, it's clear to see that everything that is happening now is from God, God Almighty, and he is doing what he is doing in order to clear the world or reality from people who didn't go according to his way or his will.
יש שתי מלחמות, גוג ומגוג. תגיד.
There's two wars, Gog and Magog.
אחד זה רוחני, שהכופרים נלחמים במאמינים, וזה האילומינטי עם לוציפר והשטן, וכל הסמלים שלהם, וקורבנות אדם, שזה היה מאז ומעולם.
The one of the world is spiritual, and this is where the Satan worshippers, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, and all those who conducting really bad stuff with human sacrificing, etc. This is one type of war, and this has been going on for thousands of years. I mean, it's nothing new. It just may be being revealed now more to our eyes. Go on.
So
כולם יהיו מרוכזים וישלטו עליהם עם 5G דרך המיינד שלהם, דרך המוח.
I heard that 5G.
Can you just repeat? Amno, אתה יכול לחזור רק על החלק הראשון של מה שאמרת, כי היית מקוטע שם.
החלק הראשון, השקר לפני הסוף, מבין שזה הסוף, וצריך להתגבר נגד האמת, להשיך אותה. כי ערפל יחסה ארץ. כתוב ככה, כי ערפל, כי החושך יחסה ארץ, וערפל לאומים, ועלייך יזרח השם בסוף. אבל לפני כן, כל הכוחות של השקר יתאגדו ביחד לסדר העולמי החדש, לפרק את המשפחות, שלא יהיה משפחות, שלא יהיה פרו ורבו של הילודה שהשם אמר, הכל הפוך, לבטל את החיות, לזז מהכפרים, להיכנס לערים, ועם 5G לשלוט על המוחות של אנשים.
Okay, Rabbi Amnon is saying that now we, it's like the second part is the when the lie, those who believe in the lie, they will try and cover the whole truth and to swap or to change the natural order of things, meaning to destroy the families, all right, to take people from their livelihood and concentrate them in cities, to minimize or depopulate the number of people, to castrate or harm the ability of people to reproduce, obviously, and then in cities to control their mind and to control their life with things like 5G and other technologies.
Absolutely.
זה בחלק הזה. אחר כך תהיה גם מלחמה עולמית שיהיה כל אומות העולם ילחמו נגד ישראל. כל אומות העולם. גם אלה שבעד כולם ילחמו נגד ישראל יגידו שישראל אשמה בכל. אין חדשות בעולם שלא מזכירים ישראל, 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 ישראל כל יום.
The second, it's true. You see, we laugh because even in hard times, you need to keep your humor and your
yes.
spirit up. So basically, the second part is there will be a large war and all the nations of the world will come to fight Israel and Israel will be blamed for everything. At the moment, there's no one news broadcast that does not mention Israel. And this will grow, it will continue. And the nations of the world will blame Israel and will come and fight Israel. Go on, Rabbi.
ולכן אנחנו רואים שבאום, שזה הסדר העולמי החדש, ששולט עליו בילי הדבילי, ומממן אותו מספר אחד, רק שבע מדינות בעדנו. כל השאר, תמיד נגדנו. אנחנו נחשבים, הרוצחים של ילדים פלסטינים, אנחנו הנאשמים, אותנו מותר לתקוף ב-4,000 טילים על אוכלוסייה, על ילדים, ולנו אומרים להפסיק.
Therefore, we can see a situation like in the UN that is being funded by Billy the Billy or Little Billy, that only 7 countries from all the countries part of the UN are actually do not go up against Israel. They either object or they may be in favor of Israel. And the people of Israel, they can get 4,000 missiles a day, on obviously on civilians, but as if it's not right for them to retaliate or to give, you know, an answer back. And this is a twisted reality that this, my addition, if you don't mind, this is a twisted reality that is being created in the minds of people of the world in order to prepare for what the rabbi said before. So many countries will come and fight and go against Israel and will say Israel is to blame, etc., etc. So they are making the preparation, the foundation for many years. Yeah, it's not just from now, for this uprising of nations against Israel. Go on, Rabbi. Sorry, if you have more to add.
זאת אומרת, יוצרים unlegitimate against Israel. כל הזמן, גם באירופה עכשיו, כולם צועקים, תפסיקו ישראל, תפסיקו, וכל מיני שחקנים פתאום יוצאים. הדיפ סטייט מפעיל את כולם. סורוס משלם הרבה כסף שיהיה בלגן בעולם.
Yes. Rabbi Amnon is saying that that's why we see all these demonstrations in various places around the world going against Israel and pro-Palestinians, and it's part of what the deep state and George Soros, for example, are funding this uprising, this to create this hatred towards Israel.
Yes, we saw it even in our own city this last Saturday. It looks like about 2,000 or more people marching in Vancouver, British Columbia, for Palestine. And I went and I got some visuals of it, and they were very angry because I didn't have a mask on. And so you can tell where their heart is, you know, and where their discernment is. Yeah. But I think that mainstream media is what is fueling this terrible anti-Semitism. And so I appreciate getting the true word. For instance, I saw a program the other day that often Israel tells the Palestinians, this is where we're going to bomb. So we're going to retaliate, but we're going to do it right here. So get your civilians out of there. And I thought, that's pretty, like, that's amazing humanitarianism that's coming from the leadership of Israel.
הרבה מכלי התקשורת בעולם מקבלים הוראות מהחמאס לא לצלם את הקש בגג ולא להראות פגיעות בילדים ולא להראות את מה שנעשה. כל זה נעשה בשיתוף ועם אונרה ועם כל הגורמים שם. מעטים מראים קצת מהאמת, מעטים. אבל כל המדיה בעולם היא פרו-פלסטינית.
Rabbi Amnon is saying that all the media in the world, or most of it, because obviously we are on your channel now, but most of the media in the world is pro-Palestinian. And that's why the Hamas and other organizations are asking the media not to show how the Israeli army or the state of Israel are actually throwing leaflets. They call it a knock on the roof. So they throw leaflets warning the population, the civilians, that in 10 minutes or half hour, the Israeli army will bomb this area, please evacuate. So they are asking the media of the world not to show this, but to show the wounded children and the ruin, you know, how the Israeli army is ruining their houses and their neighborhoods. And obviously there's a big devastation going on. I mean, don't think that I'm not a Jew. I'm just trying to address what you are not seeing normally in the mainstream media. Because what the rabbi is saying and what I'm trying to also to pass on is the lies or the truth that is not being told in other mainstream media platforms. And this is really important, not to say that we are right and they are wrong, but just for the people of the world to see that they are being played. Their mind is being played.
שאובמה היה פה בארץ בביקור, הוא היה בעזה, והוא ראה את הטילים, הראו לו את הטילים, הוא אמר אם היו נופלים שני טילים אצלו, הוא היה יוצא למלחמה גדולה.
When Obama was in Israel, he went to Gaza and he saw two missiles and he said if he saw missiles and he said if only two missiles were landing on my place or near where I am, I would go out for a war. And Israel, basically Rabbi Amnon is saying that because Israel is receiving thousands and tens of thousands of missiles,
right?
And we try not to retaliate too much, you know, or something like that.
Yes. Yes.
אם איטליה הייתה שולחת טילים לפריז, למגדל אייפל, מישהו היה אומר שם לפרזידנט, אומר לו, סטאפ, סטאפ, אל תענה להם, אל תענה להם. ביידן היה אומר לו, סטאפ.
Rabbi Amnon is saying and asking, if Italy was launching missiles, let's say, on Paris, would someone tell... Macron or whatever his name is, stop, don't throw missiles back at Italy. Would someone stop him? Probably not.
Right.
Just an example.
They make
nobody stop. Nobody stop Russian. Nobody stop Russian in Georgia and now in Ukraine. Nobody stop them.
Yeah.
They make it sound in the media like it's Israel initiating. There's so much misinformation, it's stunning. The only way I know is because I go on to different pages where I know that they're telling the Israeli story. And it's underground, it's not in the mainstream media. So how do all these people know? For Pete's sake, even the Palestinians here wouldn't even know the truth. And they're not watching the underground. So the work that you are doing through virustv.news and through Lives 528 is probably extremely significant to get the truth out.
It is.
And I'm so sorry that you're having to deal with this, but I do see that Israel, is it Gaza? Is that the problem? Like if we solve the Gaza problem, however that could happen, then do we have peace in the Middle East?
גזה זה רק בסיס לאנשים שמתפרנסים ממלחמות, אבל יש לנו מספיק
צוננים. עוד פעם, מה אמרת בסוף? המשפט האחרון?
גזה היא בסך הכל בסיס לאנשים שמתפרנסים ממלחמות. חמאס זה כנופיה שמתפרנסת ממיליארדים מהמלחמות, הם לוקחים את הכסף. אבל הם רוצים שישאר מלחמות, אם יהיה שלום, לא יהיה כסף.
Gaza is just a base.
אבל מסביבנו יש חצי מיליארד ששונאים אותנו.
Gaza is just a base for people who make a living from wars. If they will stop the Hamas, I mean Hamas is getting billions to do what he's doing, and he's getting this money from people who would like Hamas to continue and do what he's doing. By the way, some of this money, and I'm telling this to Rabbi Amnon, because this is also some of the facts we are dealing with, some of this money is coming from the Israeli government, meaning from us. We pay Hamas to attack us. It's absurd, to say the least. Anyway, they would like, or those who fund Hamas and the Gaza Strip activities, they would like the wars to continue because it's a business and someone is making a living from this business. And I'm not talking now just about Hamas, I'm talking about the big corporations or the rich people or the weapons manufacturers who's making a lot of money from war business. And it's new, I mean, we know war is a business and a lot of us are suffering because of it, and very few of us are actually making a lot of money or maybe also enjoying from wars.
אבל לא רק עזה, חצי מיליארד מסביבנו שונאים אותנו. אנחנו מוקפים בחצי מיליארד ששונאים אותנו. יש לנו רק את הים.
Yes, another addition I forgot to translate before, Rabbi Amnon is saying that we are surrounded by half a billion, so roughly 500 million people who hate, they hate the Jews.
Right.
And we have only the sea to go to. So again, everybody knows this is the situation. This is the geographical and geopolitical situation. But again, just to add, a lot of us are just being played by the agenda of corporations and rich families and would like to just make more and more business on our back and on our expense and the expense of our life and health and our children's life and health.
Obviously. It truly is the ultimate of good and evil coming to a massive battle, as predicted, you know, end of days. And when, you know, the Mount of Olives will reveal the end of days, you know, perhaps. I'll give the final word to the rabbi then. Have we missed anything? And what would you like to convey as your final thoughts?
דבר ראשון, לא להאמין למדיה. בשום מדינה לא להאמין למדיה. הכל מבוסס על אינטרסים. צריך אדם לחקור באופן עצמאי ולהיות פיקח. ולראות לאן הולך הכסף. מי מרוויח מכל מהלך? אם אנשים יפתחו את העיניים, יוכלו לגלות את האמת בקלות.
So first of all, Rabbi Amnon is saying people over the world need to not believe the mainstream media because it's all based on lies and it's all based on interest and money. And when people stop looking into the MSM, the mainstream media, and start basically revealing on their own some of the truth and do their own research, it's quite clear because the truth is out there and we know, we speak about it daily. So it's quite easy to reveal it, but people need to actually do it. Leave the mainstream media and go and search themselves.
ולראות מי מרוויח, לראות מי מרוויח מכל דבר.
And to see who is gaining,
go by the money. Go after the money. Where
Follow
is the money?
Yes. Yeah. I hear that. It just occurs to me, one final question to the rabbi. Do you sense that Jehovah God, I know you're very careful about mentioning the name of our great creator, but do you feel he is with Israel? Do you feel that in your heart? This is a very difficult time. This is very dangerous time in Israel, but do you feel that Jehovah is with you right now?
Absolutely.
Good.
אחרי 4,000 missiles, only 10 people die. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's good news. That's good news. Thank you so much. Shai, thank you for your excellent interpretation and your sharing. Let's do this again. And we need to know more and more because we have to counteract the stupidity of the mainstream media. They are liars, they're sellouts, they are bought, they are bribed, and they are deceptive and evil. And Lucifer controls them, but we know who wins. And so we're in this together. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless
you. All the best. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Wow. If you like my programming, if you want to hear the truth, there's some truth about what's going on in the world. LauraLynn.tv. At LauraLynn.tv, you can find all of my programs that I've had on. You'll see that the rabbi will soon be up there with Shai and this program. You can also donate. The mainstream media has a lot of money behind it. And
some
when,
ours.
Yeah, none of it's ours.
No, we're taxes, some of it's ours.
Yeah, it's our own taxes. Everybody involved in the crew here, Liz, myself, Denise, who helps us, Toby, Our taxes are funding the lying, conniving snakes in the mainstream media. And we're trying to combat that. So a whole bunch of us, we have volunteers. We have committed our lives to being here to bring you the truth. So if you find that to be a good thing that you would like to sow into, if you want to sow into what we do, we appreciate it very much. We love Israel. We want to tell the truth. Do we think Israel's perfect? No, obviously. We had some real truth tellers on here today that said there's a lot going on that's not very good. Just like in Canada, we've got the Build Back Better buddy Trudeau. And unfortunately, it looks like Netanyahu is buying into some of this and this whole vaccination thing. Well, if you want to hear the truth, this is where you hear the truth. Thank you for standing with us. I want to close today. Well, first of all, yeah, let me tell you that you can find us on Odyssey these days. And Odyssey is a really cool place to go. And odyssey.com at LauraLynnTT will get you to my page. And that's a great place to start tuning in every day live for the shows. I've got some people now on Facebook. I'm banned on Facebook for another 22 days. So we're supposed to be back on YouTube, but they're not too happy with us. It didn't work today. We're supposed to be back, so we'll see if they give us some reprieve. This kind of show, we couldn't put on YouTube. We can't do that. They don't allow for the kind of truth that we're telling. So the other thing, we've really got to look into that, JT, that Live 528, and see if we can go onto that platform. I think that that would be cool and start reaching the world. On May 30th, we will have another Freedom Worship Rally, and we are going to open the windows of heaven massively to see the power of the living God. We have special guest, Pastor Terrence Richmond. He's coming. Eli and his band of absolute incredible worshipers will be there May 30th at the Jackpool Plaza at 11 a.m. Put it in your calendar now, folks, if you want an encounter and something that really brings your heart and soul into alignment with what God is truly saying. Bring it on then. I'd like to go to the Word right now. And Galatians 3, it talks about Israel. And I'm just noticing that I may have actually lost that scripture. I was looking it up. Okay, Galatians 3:14. Is that what it says? Galatians 3:14. All right. Here we go. So it says, He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. What's funny is I just had an amazing time with this rabbi. Our belief as Christians sort of extends past the Jewish belief, right? They were waiting for the Messiah, and they await still his coming. And we as Christians, we have put our stake in it, that it is about Jesus. And so I do appreciate that in the New Testament, one of the things is that, the blessing that was given to Abraham is now given to us. So what is that blessing? That God will make your name great. The blessing of Abraham talks about how Abraham's name would be great, that wherever he went, he would prosper, that wherever his foot would set, that God would bless. And despite Israel's difficulties, year after year after year, did you hear that, Rabbi, when I asked him, is the Lord God Jehovah with you? Absolutely, absolutely, he's with them. 4,000 strikes per day and 10 people dead in Israel, God is with them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. I pray that we would all be cognizant that what we're hearing in the news about the real deal behind all of this warring is not the truth, and that we will give ourselves to blessing Israel, to praying for Israel. If you bless Israel, God will bless you. The blessing of Abraham will come onto you if you bless Israel. I receive that in my life, and I believe that I am truly blessed. Do I have a normal, regular job that I can rely on a regular paycheck? Not exactly. Have I lost stuff because of my stance and telling the truth? Talking about the vaccine, getting ousted by, you know, social media platforms? Is that a blessing? Actually, it really is. Because me plus God is a majority. And sometimes our Lord God is all you need. I operate and function from a place knowing that my God is with me. The power of the living God is greater than having the approval and support of the entire planet. If the entire planet supported me the way that they hold up Obama or Oprah or Little Billy, if the whole planet supported me in that way, but I was operating in deception and error, that would not be the right way to go, and I would not have God's approval. Instead, in this day, in this age, you and I, because if you're still watching, guaranteed, you're one of us, we're together. We're operating in truth. We've got to stand firmer and stronger in that than ever. Shows like this need to be shared. You need to tell people the truth about what's going on. I sure love doing this, and I thank you for doing this with me, because if we don't stand together, then we're picked off one at a time, but together we are very strong. I love being here with you. Thank you for being here with me. We'll see you later.
You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.